USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A dramatic U.S. Senate hearing held yesterday on the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit. Never.
Kavanaugh rejecting allegations of sexual assault, including those made by Christine Blasey Ford, who had testified earlier at the hearing before he arrived. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham losing his temper during the hearing and then saying later,
"This is not about finding the truth between Dr. Ford and Brett Kavanaugh. It's about delaying the hearing until get past the midterms, hope they pick up the Senate, and denying this seat to be filled by Donald Trump."
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
This is not the end that we had hoped for.
An emotional police chief, Robert Helton, in Gastonia, North Carolina, choking up as he announces that they have found the body of 6-year-old Maddox Rich in a creek near a park where he had disappeared last week while playing with his father.
Our support this week has been phenomenal. I've lost a lot of sleep this week worrying about Maddox, but I've not lost any with what we were doing on our side. We were doing everything that we could.
An autopsy will be done to determine the cause of death. The Securities and Exchange Commission going after Elon Musk for fraud, filing a complaint yesterday accusing the Tesla CEO of making false and misleading statements when he floated the idea of taking the electric car company private and saying he had secured funding. The complaint says Musk had not discussed or confirmed key terms, including price, with any potential funding source, and he also made the statements without the knowledge of other Tesla executives. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar saying that the cost of benchmark health care plans under the Affordable Care Act will fall about 2% this year. More from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Azar announced insurers proposed to lower premiums for benchmark or silver ACA health insurance plans by 2% nationally, and that the number of federal exchange insurers will grow for the first time since 2015. He credited President Trump for the improvements in the insurance marketplace. Leslie Dock, chairman of Protect Our Care, said the simple fact is that Trump and Azar's policies will kick people off their health insurance, allow insurance companies to sell junk insurance policies that discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions, charge women and older people higher premiums, and kick people off when they get sick. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Murphy Brown is back, the iconic 90s sitcom about a TV news journalist. Given a reboot, it premiered last night on CBS with much of the original cast, and a running gag on the original was the revolving door position of Murphy Brown's secretary, who was someone new almost every week. In last night's premiere episode, the secretary showing up to try to get the job was Hillary Clinton. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.